just read some stuff in off the script again that we have to read into the record. Again, I want to welcome everybody tonight. We're having our next to the last virtual meeting. At last meeting, we said we wanted to start the in-person meetings, the first meeting in July. So this will be our next to the last meeting virtually. This meeting has been duly noticed with information regarding how to participate in this meeting, which can be joined by either video or just by phone. Citizens addressing the board, if you wish to address the board during the meeting, it is recommended that you request to speak during the beginning of the meeting as follows. Citizens to be heard. If you'd like to speak on this portion of the agenda, you will need to send a chat prior to this section, which you should be doing now if you intend to speak. Raise your hand during this section. To send a chat, click chat in the Zoom app and raise your hand, click the raise hand. We will be taking up citizens to be heard immediately after the approval of the agenda. So if you want to address the board, again, right now is the time to do that. So go ahead and let us know you intend to speak. You can also speak on any item we have tonight. Just make sure you ask to speak before that item is finished. And then there's no quasi-judicial items tonight that I know of. And so I'll start the agenda now in accordance with the agenda outline. First order of business is the invocation, and I'll offer that now. Please join me. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity to come and serve our citizens of our great county. Lord, I just ask that you be with us tonight. Give us wisdom as we move forward. Lord, I want to take a moment and just pray for our nation, where we find ourselves in times of that we haven't seen in many, many times here, Lord. We ask that you just bless us, bless our nation. Lord, let us find some common ground where we can all get along, Lord, find peace and hope and goodwill, Lord. We just ask these things in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Next thing is the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance now. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Thank y'all. And first order of business is the approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve with the exception of, I'd just like to pull item 12. I don't think we need to talk about a burn ban anymore. We've had some rain, luckily, so.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Commissioner Hess, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Merritt?
Aye.
Commissioner Messersmith?
Aye.
Mr. Thomas?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. I carry 5-0. Okay, the next item is citizens to be heard. Jessica?
There is no citizens at this time.
Okay. Moving on to awards and presentations, there are any consent agenda.
Motion to approve consent.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion seconded by Mr. Thomas. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any citizens to be heard?
No.
Okay, Commissioner Hess, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Merritt?
Aye.
Mr. Messersmith?
Aye.
Mr. Thomas?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. Motion carries 5-0. Next item of business is general business.
And yes, Mr. Chairman, this agenda item requests board approval to reopen the Wakulla County Library at 50% capacity in response to COVID-19.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second by Quincy, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any citizens to be heard?
No.
Any comments by commissioners? Any discussion?
Has Robin came up with this plan, I'm hoping?
Yes, she did.
Okay. As long as she's good with it, I'm good with it.
Okay, any more discussion? Commissioner Hess, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Merritt?
Aye.
Mr. Messersmith?
Aye.
Mr. Thomas?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. Motion carries 5-0. I'm glad to see that. I know the citizens will be glad to see that. Okay, next item.
Next agenda item, Mr. Chairman, request board approval to resume 2020 Association Spring Recreation Programs. That would be Cal Ripken, Babe Ruth, and girls softball in response to COVID-19.
Second.
Okay, any citizens to be heard?
Excuse me, Mayor, who made the motion?
I did.
Mr. Hess made the motion?
Yes.
Okay, and it was seconded by?
Mr. Merritt.
Okay, Mr. Merritt, okay. Any citizen to be heard, Jessica?
No, sir.
Okay, any discussion by board members?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I support the reopening. I would like us to consider, you know, we've got a 22 item laundry list of suggestions and recommendations on there that to me, some of them are troubling. And I think it's just going to create an opportunity for someone to, you know, cause some friction out there. For example, no more than, you know, one family member for a child that's on the field. Well, you know, I mean, a husband and wife that's together 24 hours a day, why should we make them separate? I'd like to offer a friendly amendment that we approve this, but we just eliminate those 22 recommendations and let the adults decide for themselves if they're comfortable with that.
Are these mandatory recommendations or just recommendations?
No, I mean, there, it says recommendations and guidelines, but I just think it's going to create an opportunity that, you know, someone can go overboard with that. And
I don't have some type of guidelines, though. You have the other opposite problem that people are just not responsible in their activities. So, you know, you need some kind of guidelines. If you want to reduce some of these, I have no problem with that.
Well, I mean,
but you have to look at them individually.
A lot of them make sense, and again, they're recommendations, but even more reason to get rid of them because they have no teeth, you know. Someone shows up with two or three family members, it just creates an opportunity where, you know, one person or one group can harass another group and say, hey, y'all have to separate here, or you can only have one family member here.
Commissioner Thomas, one of the recommendations that I think we should try to retain is the amateur athletic waiver and release of liability form.
Okay.
That is number 21. That one is provided to the county, so there would be a benefit to the county on that. The other ones are guidelines, and I think David or Brian can address the guidelines and where they came from.
Well, the guidelines, they came actually from Babe Ruth League Incorporated. But like I said, we can amend those, take them out, whatever you guys want to do. Those were just guidelines that Brian was going to use that was based upon guidelines that Babe Ruth International or Incorporated had suggested. And they were just suggested guidelines, that's all.
And a lot of them are perfectly fine. You know, I'm fine with having the cleaning supplies and sanitizer. That's good. But, you know, no sharing of equipment, bats, gloves, fielder's masks, catcher's gear. I mean, softballs, baseball. I mean, you're going to have contact. If you know, we're going to wipe the ball off, you know, but from the time it leaves first base before it gets to home plate. You know, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Some of this just doesn't make sense that, you know, either let's allow it or let's don't allow it. But I think maybe we go through them line by line and take those out. I'm okay with the ones that encourage the sanitation and the cleanliness and the distancing, but, you know, limit the number of fans to one spectator per player.
Well, it's Chuck's motion, so Chuck, it's your call.
Yeah, if there's a – yeah, I don't have any problem with opening the system, but I want to do it safely. If we need to pull back some of these regulations, I think we can do it if we look at it over time, but this is going to take a while to set up anyway, so we'll have another bite at this apple, I would think.
Well, I mean,
I thought we were going to open it right away if we approve this tonight.
That is correct, sir.
Well,
We're going to make changes tonight's now to make changes.
Let's just get it over with and go through them. And Ralph, you talk to Chuck, and if he agrees with you, then I'll agree with you too.
All right, here, I'll read through. Number one, all local state health official guidelines must be followed for any activity to take place. I think that's fine.
Ralph, can I make a suggestion that you don't actually read every one of them? Just say you're okay with number two, remove number three. We can all read them.
Okay, I got you. Let's see. I think number two is fine. Two players maximum in the dugout. I mean, maybe that's fine. They're out there on the field anyway. I don't think it matters, but I'd scratch number four, the limiting of sharing of equipment.
Chuck, you all right with that?
I'm fine with that, except, you know, most of the times the catchers don't share their equipment. Do you think catcher masking is shared? I wouldn't think so.
I was going to say.
They share bats.
Well, bats, I'm not concerned about that. But breathing into a catcher's mask is I would be concerned about.
Yeah, I mean, I would still think if I'm going to use someone's mask, I'm going to still wipe it down personally, and I think they should do the same. And you're probably right. They're probably not sharing that. But if they are, share it, but wipe it down.
Okay.
All participants are encouraged to wear some type of face covering while at the park. So they're gonna wear a mask, I guess, while they're on the field.
I wouldn't say that. I would say when they're in the public areas, but not on the field. No.
It says while at the park, and especially while at the games.
This was intended to be for like the spectators and coaches and scorekeepers.
I wouldn't think that would be for the players.
So does
out on the field, they're by themselves.
That includes spectators, the family sitting in the stands or standing by the fence.
Just says yeah. Encouraged.
Not required, just encouraged.
Not required, encouraged.
Okay. I think that's fine. Number six is fine. Seven is fine. It's just advised. Eight's fine. I'd scratch number nine for sure. Or at least the limit the number of fans to one spectator per player. I mean, I'm okay with still encouraging the distancing. I mean, they're outside. They can do that. But, you know, my wife and I, we're together.
Yeah, I can see that. Because...
Go ahead.
As long as we're encouraging, say, you know, social distancing, I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So we'll remove the limit of one fan. That what you're saying?
Yep, I'm fine with that too.
Okay. Yeah, just limit that first. You just eliminate that first sentence. As fans will be required.
Okay. 11's fine. 12's fine.
Were you okay with 10, Commissioner Thomas?
I think we.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Fourteen's fine. Fifteen's fine. 16. 17's fine. One coach per team. I mean, that.
I can say eliminate that one because, you know, unless you're talking about in the dugout, it should only be one.
What they're talking about anyway. Pre-game conference, and normally just one coach goes out. At least times I've done it, one coach would go out anyway. So talk to the umpire.
Yeah.
So concession stand closed. Do we want that closed? I wouldn't have a problem with scratching 18.
Me neither.
Good with that, Chuck?
As long as, you know, I don't know how you do. Yeah, we do food service around the everywhere, so I don't see any problem with that.
Okay. 19's fine. 20.
Scratch 20. I don't know why they want to do that.
Yes, I agree. Definitely get rid of 20.
Okay. And I mean, 22, I know a lot of folks are interested in getting tournaments set back up.
I agree.
Explain their operation. I would scratch 22.
I agree. 22 needs to come off.
Okay. You're good with that? I'll modify my second.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate y'all taking the time for that.
Thanks for your suggestions.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. We've modified the rules here, and any discussion by citizens, Jessica?
No, there is no citizens to be heard.
Okay, any more discussion by commissioners?
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Hess, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Merritt?
Aye.
Commissioner Messersmith?
Aye.
Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. The motion carries 5-0. Okay. Is that it under general business?
David?
I don't have anything at this time.
And we pulled off the, we tabled the burn ban because obviously it's not in need now. We did have a deluge of rain, so that was a good thing. We needed it. No public hearings. No planning and zoning. Commissioner agenda items. We'll start with Commissioner Hess.
This discussion items.
No, I think the county attorney, Mike, had something to say.
First. I'm sorry. I got ahead there. Give me a second. No public hearings. No planning and zoning. County attorney.
Thank you. Just a brief announcement, Mr. Chairman. We've had some discussion about a revised noise ordinance at the past few meetings. Just letting you know that we have worked with the sheriff and come up with some proposed changes. That ordinance will be coming back to you on your consent agenda. It's coming back on consent agenda because that is consistent with your meeting policy, whereas ordinances up for revision are put on the consent agenda in order to get approval to advertise. And so that will be on the next June agenda to get approval to advertise at that time. If the board desires, it could be pulled off to discuss and go through some of the changes. That should be adequate time in order to have the public hearing at your meeting in July.
So everybody be sure to understand that the reason it's on consent is because we're only going to advertise it. We're not going to actually vote on it next meeting. We're just going to advertise it.
Yeah, you're just voting to schedule the public hearing and advertise it. There is no voting on the actual ordinance at that time.
We'll be back.
This will be the ordinance that you're proposing for the county.
That's correct. And it's just going to be changes to the current ordinance. In order to address some of the issues that the sheriff wanted us to address in order to aid enforcement.
Okay. So it'll be on the consent agenda to advertise at the next meeting, and then we'll hear it. Will it probably be the second meeting in July? Is that correct?
There's only one meeting in July, so it will be, there's adequate to advertise the public hearing and have it heard and put on for either adoption or not at your July meeting.
Okay. Make sure the public understands that. All right. Any questions for the attorney on that matter? Anything else, Madam Attorney?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. County Administrator?
I don't have anything at this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Jessica, any citizens to be heard?
There is none.
Okay. Now we'll go with the commissioner. Mr. Hess, you have anything for tonight?
A couple of things. Seems like Franklin County's waters are compromised for swimming. So since our waters aren't, we might see more traffic for that this weekend. There's a new sea turtle, a large one at the Marine Lab. The Gulf specimens that everybody has a chance to go see. And I would, TDC is meeting this week, and I would, suggest that Ralph, you know, on your proposal there, you might think about promoting Wakulla County right now for a safe place to vacation, because most of the theme parks have been closed for most of the summer. We look like we're a pretty safe place to vacation for a lot of people in our area. So you might think about promoting us.
Good idea. Thank you.
Good idea. Okay. Commissioner Merritt?
Nothing.
Commissioner Messersmith?
No, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Thomas?
Just everyone stay safe. We've added a couple of additional positive COVIDs, but if you look at the trend, you know, they're getting fewer and further between, so we're still trending down. So everybody keep up the good work.
Definitely. Okay, I have nothing for tonight. Any more discussion by anyone?
Let's do adjourn.
Not. We have a motion to adjourn, and we are adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Good night, guys. And Quincy.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.